After a day-long operation, commandos and soldiers evacuated scores of people from the two luxury hotels which were attacked by gunmen in Mumbai. On Thursday, teams of commandos mounted an operation at three different locations, two luxury hotels and a Jewish center, which were besieged late at night by terrorists. Explosions and bursts of gunfire were heard through the day as security forces stormed the buildings. The gunmen are still believed to be holding hostages, including foreigners at the Oberoi Hotel. Officials say a British, Australian and Japanese national are among those who have died in the attacks. In an address to the nation, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh said the attackers chose high-profile targets and indiscriminately killed foreigners to create a sense of panic.
It is evident that the group which carried out these attacks, based outside the country, had come with single-minded determination to create havoc in the commercial capital of the country. We will take the strongest possible measures to ensure that there is no repetition of such terrorist attacks.
He warned neighboring countries who provide a haven to militants and said there would be a cost if suitable measures are not taken by them. As the operation to flush out the terrorists continued into the evening, Mumbai's Director General of Police, A.N. Ray, told local television they are mounting an aggressive operation.
Wherever there are these terrorists hold up, we will either catch them alive or shoot them. All our forces are completely geared up. They are going ahead. Either they will kill them or they will nab them.
Information about how many terrorists are involved is sketchy. Authorities say several of them have been killed. The heavily armed gunmen apparently entered the city via sea and mounted a series of coordinated attacks late Wednesday at 10 locations, including hotels, hospitals, a Jewish center, a restaurant and a rail station. India's thriving business hub shut down Thursday as authorities grappled with the most audacious terror attack in the country. Stock markets were closed and several flights were cancelled. Mumbai has witnessed terror strikes in the past. In 2006, bomb blasts targeting rail commuters killed 186 people. But this is the first time militants have specifically targeted foreigners. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.